This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino. 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
All right, we're just getting started on a Monday. You all right, or are you delirious from your 2 hours of sleep driving back from Cleveland?
I'm laughing at the commercial talk.
Okay. Kenny, I'll go straight to the phones. I'll let you parse the ticket text. It's very simple. I'm not approaching it the way the morning show did. I don't think you have to want it. And in fact, I'm offering you the other side. I don't want to play Michigan again. I'm bored by it. We drubbed them twice. Why do I need to play them a third time? Also, not sure if you're aware, this isn't a rivalry. It's not. Rivalries have an element of respect. This rivalry is none. I'd rather just never play them again. And with the way the new Big Ten is designed, it might be possible. So look, I don't need it. Bring on Auburn and let's roll.
No, it's not a rivalry. It's pure hatred is all it is. It's just, it brings out the worst in both fan bases.
And again, I'm happy both teams are still in it. But Costa asked a very specific question. I'm giving a very specific answer. No, I don't want another rematch. There's no benefit. We win, we're supposed to. We lose, they'll rewrite history like the cult they are, and it's just nonsense. Plus, there is something extra stupid about having a group of people whose basketball knowledge I could fit into a thimble try to lecture me. So,
Area 51, bro.
Oh, please. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Let's go to Matt, 97.1. Matt, what's going on?
Good afternoon, and Mike, I'm with you. I do not care to see another rematch and hear Michigan complain about how they lost. Also, can I get an FU for Kansas, please? Because I'm from Missouri. Yeah, they made me so mad. Them and Clemson destroyed my bracket in like 5 minutes.
Bill Self did a really, really, really bad job in both roster construction and coaching. Let's face it. I mean, you have Kansas, who's preseason top 10. You were an afterthought. You were preseason number one. You were drubbed. You have at least 2 7-figure players on your roster, and A.J. Storr and Hunter Dickinson. And you get aced out by an Arkansas team who was without their leading scorer, an Arkansas team who Boogie Flann hadn't played in 2 months. And I did. That's an awful job by Bill Self.
It is. Mike, but they were on life support all year long. It just goes to prove you can go into the portal, you can spend a ton of money, but it doesn't make a team. They were never a team all season long. There were 5 guys out there just trying to get their own.
No, you nailed it. You were an early truther on it. They were gross. Let's go to Jake, 97.1. Jake, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, Rico, I'm calling in from Budapest, Hungary, and we had 10 Michigan fans all up at 3 in the morning until the sun was up at 6-something watching this first-round game. I think these ad hominem attacks on the Michigan fans for not watching basketball are very weak, and honestly, I do love you guys. I do the radio at U of M because, in part, I love listening to the show, but I think the take that Michigan State does not want to play Michigan is pathetic.
Why?
Because in theory, if you're going for a championship and you're striving for a second title, especially with Izzo, you want to play the lesser team.
No, see, that's where you're wrong. That's where you're wrong.
That's
now, hold on. Because that's the Michigan way of doing things. I don't need any effing favors. If State's good enough to win a title, stare down Bruce Pearl in his stinky armpits and beat him.
Yeah.
I don't need a freebie, and I sure as hell don't need anything from you.
Yeah. Because, Jake, what made the Michigan title so great when you went out there and you beat Bama in the Rose Bowl? Why? Because you beat Bama. Everybody says they want Bama. You beat them. You want to play the best teams.
So you're saying playing Michigan and beating a rivalry three times, you say it doesn't matter, but it
doesn't.
It obviously matters. Of course it does, or else
how does
it wouldn't
it
be a topic.
No, it's not a topic. We've drubbed you for 25 years. It doesn't do anything. You cockroaches still talk. So, Jake, it doesn't matter. We can't do anything. We win, we beat you 100 times in a row. You know what happens 101? None of it mattered.
That's just that's sports. People are fanatics. It's fans. They're nonsensical. It would be the
same. No, it's not, because the difference is, and you're a U of M guy, there's a respect in the OSU rivalry. There is none with Michigan State. So at this point, after spending my entire adult life out here, Jake, and doing this every day, I think I got a pretty good perspective on where things are at. No, I don't need it. We already beat you twice. I don't need a third. If it happens, great. Let's roll. But I won't enjoy the week, because unlike you, Jake, who actually watches the team, none of the listener base does.
He's in Budapest.
Yeah, well, that's fine, because Jake is a real fan. He's like Rieger.
Yeah.
The whole point I'm making is, Jake, you know what I know. A bunch of people parachuted in 10 minutes ago, and I'm not interested. Now, that's my perspective, Jake. People have a welcome to a different one. Do whatever you like. But as a guy who's going to sit here for 20 hours if these two teams square off, giant waste of my time.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because I do think that it... when you win against that big team, like I said, going back to Michigan, when they beat Alabama, and when they played them in that meaningless bowl game this year, wow, we beat Alabama to start the year and the end of the year. They were pounding their chest. Like, if you beat a team, like Auburn is the number one overall seed. Yeah, it means a little bit more because you've beaten Michigan twice already. You're not really accomplishing anything else. Auburn, yeah, You just knocked off the top dog in the tournament. Now you sit there and you wait for Florida.
That was Jansen's take, which I was surprised to hear.
Jansen was, I mean, it was a smart take. It was like, yeah, you want to beat the best team.
I just have gotten to a point with college hoops in the tourney. You just play who you play.
Yeah.
I mean, the 09 run was special because of what you said. There were no freebies. You know why 19 was special? We had to ace out Zion.
Yep.
I don't need to beg for a favor.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been the same if, I think, what was it, Florida Atlantic almost beat them, or it was some team and the guy missed a shot and it rolled around the rim and fell off. It wouldn't have felt the same if you knocked off that team, but you beat Zion and Cam and all of those guys. Yeah, that it made it special.
Plus, here's the other thing. It's boring to face another Big Ten team. It's the same thing that's happened to State before, and I'm sure it'll happen again. It's boring.
Wisconsin four times.
Oh, that was awful. Awful. It's not enjoyable.
19-17 halftime score.
What a game. Just kidding. Jerry, St. Clair. What's up, Jer?
Hi, it's St. Clair Shores, not St. Clair. Michigan fan here. I agree with you guys. State's got a better basketball program. Hands down for years. I've been a fan of Michigan 50-some-odd years. But State's always had a better team. State's always had a better coach. Can't beat State in basketball.
No.
And I agree. Big Ten teams shouldn't play Big Ten teams in the tournament. It's just, why? It doesn't make sense.
Well, look, John Beilein was fabulous, and you played for two national titles. You can't say always. Here's the other thing. This Dusty May hasn't even gotten his feet wet. And it's an incredible job by Dusty in his first year. But I'm with you, Jer. I've seen it. I mean, we played each other all year. I don't need it again. Because there is no win. There's no win here. It's like when you play a MAC team. That's what being a State fan is. If you win, it's because you were supposed to, or there's a myriad of excuses why. And if you lose, the world's over and the Lord has returned to their throne. Just spare me. Look, there's just going to come a day I don't do this anymore. And let me tell you exactly how many Michigan State games I will watch. The answer is zero. It's a fruitless endeavor. I've done it my entire life. I wish we never played you again.
Uh-huh.
In any sport.
No.
I'll make Texas Tech my rival. Guns up. I don't care. It's pointless. Go ahead. Let me hear all the reasons I need to play Michigan again. We'll go to Corey, 97.1.
Hey, Michigan fan here. Just calling. I'm just curious. You know, I agree with the last caller. This is what Michigan State fans do all the time. You guys always love to dictate other people's fandom, whether it's Walmart, whether you went there, whether you didn't. And quite frankly, it's kind of old. We all as Michigan fans kind of make fun of you for it. And honestly, I'm going to end my call with this. I'm going to take my answer off the air. When was Michigan State?
Why? Because you're a coward?
No.
Don't hang up. Do that, Corey. There you go. Hang up like a bitch. Do your thing. And the funniest part, Corey, no one heard you. I don't even know what you had to say. And I don't really care. If you're offended by people who want to attack a school who don't even have so much as a GED saying it, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not here for it. And I don't dictate fandom.
No.
I don't care. But when you want to make it personal or you want to go to the next step, no, there's qualifiers to that. Yeah. There are.
You could be a fan of any team that you want. The only time I get into that whole Walmart thing, okay, when you start talking, well, your education, whoa, stop. You didn't go to Michigan.
That's the whole point, Rico.
If you want to be a fan of whatever team, that's your prerogative. Yeah,
Corey, here's what we make fun of you for, outside of being an ardent coward who doesn't want to stay on the phone. And sad for you, no one heard your question, idiot.
I didn't.
Here's the deal. It's very simple, okay? We make fun of your fan base because you're a cult. And you attach your self-worth as a human to a team you didn't play for and a school, largely, you didn't go to. Ha, ha, ha. So, I you know what? We'll call it even, Spank. No, I don't need to play you a third time. So we'll just go to Jeff on a cell. We'll try it again. Hi, Jeff.
Oh, hey, guys. What's happening?
I don't know. Tell me.
Yeah. You know, this is a great conversation. But, Mike, let's think about this for a second. Michigan put up 91 points last game.
Okay.
They're playing with a world of confidence. If they knock off a number one seed, that game becomes way more important, I think. And I think that if they put up 90 against Sparty, and Danny Wolf gets 20 and Donaldson gets 15, it's lights out. Michigan's going
to
beat
if
them.
We give up 90 points to you, yes, that would be kind of a bad thing.
If they gave up 90 points, Jeff, that would be the first time all year and take a bow.
Michigan scored 91 last game. They're playing with confidence, guys.
No, Jeff, I'm saying Michigan State hasn't given up 91 points all year.
No,
take a bow.
I get it, and I doubt that Michigan will put up 90 against them, but if Danny Wolf gets 20 and Donaldson gets 15, it's over. It's over. Michigan's going to beat them. And I think that if they beat Auburn, the game becomes way more important because they're going to knock off a number one team. Who do you think's better, Auburn or Michigan State?
Auburn's better.
Okay, so Michigan's going to beat Auburn. Let's say they do. They're going in, and Sparty's going down, guys.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. It clearly means a lot to you. I don't know what to say, dude. We got to play Ole Miss. I can't help you.
Wow.
You want a week of nuanced calls like that? I can't wait.
If they score 91 points. Well,
hey, yeah. Kenny, if we score 138, it's a wrap.
Hey, I'm aware.
It's over.
Hey, Kenny, if MSU football scores 60 on Georgia, they're going to beat them.
They might win that game out.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
97-1. Oh, my God.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.